Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and I'm always delighted to have you on the show with me today. Well, we discuss all kinds of topics, especially as it relates to business, as it relates to branding. Oh, we talk about so many things on this show. And I say it every week, and I am not going to fail in saying it this week. Thank you to all my faithful listeners, those of you who have been with me since day one, since the first day I aired my show. I want to say thank you so much for your support, your loyalty, your dedication, your comments, your great ideas. You're the best, and I just love, 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 love you. And then there are those of you who have been with me for a long time. I want to say thank you to you as well. And for those who are new, welcome. I just give all of you virtual hugs today. Thank you so much for joining me. And the purpose of this show from its inception has been to do our best to bring information that informs, enlightens, entertains, and hopefully can help businesses to be more productive so that we can put more people to work. That has been the inception, the mission of this show. From its inception, and so we talk about all kinds of things on this show, and for those of you who've been with me for a long time, you know that. We talk about pricing, we talk about leadership development, developing your workforce, networking. We have talked about franchising. We've had independent artists that have come on and talked about their journey. We also talk about relationships on the show, because you know we're all relational. We need to know how to get along with each other. We need to know how to get along with people. So we talk about that on the show as well. So thank you so much for joining me. And I have a great show lined up for you today. But before I dive right in, I just want to know, and some of you may have had some questions and issues in regards to this topic, but when you go out to eat, do you know how to tip? Do you leave a tip at all when you go to various places, whether it's a restaurant, whether you're sitting down, fast food? Do you know what to do, how to tip, when to tip, who to tip, why you tip? You know what? I've gone out quite a bit, and I've seen people that leave tips, some that don't. We're going to talk about that today. We are. But I'm also going to continue on the topic that we were discussing last week. You know, as managers, CEOs, and we get into a habit. In fact, you go and learn how to manage people. You know, you take courses, continuing education, you go to training on how to manage people so that they can produce more and be better production leaders, so that they can be the top in their department or the top in the company. And we do that. And even on this show, we have talked about leadership skills and how to lead people, how to manage people. Well, last week, I introduced the topic of managing yourself, Do you know how to manage yourself? Have you conquered that plateau of knowing how to manage yourself? Well, we started talking about that last week, and if you missed that, just go back to the archive shows and you can listen to that. But you know, in the business world today, it is so important that you know how to manage yourself, because if you can't manage yourself, it's going to be really, really difficult to manage other people. And what does that mean exactly? What does it mean to be able to manage yourself? I know it sounds simple, right? It really does. But it may not be as simple as it sounds. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how do you manage yourself right here. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Last week we were talking about managing people and being in positions as leaders, CEOs, as owners of our own companies and managing departments. We talk about how you manage others, and we have gone to classes and workshops and even gone to school to learn business management skills and how to manage staff. Well, the question is, have you mastered managing yourself? Have you ever thought about that? Most people don't. You know why? Because we are so busy trying to be productive, trying to meet goals, trying to be profitable, that we sometimes don't have time, don't take the time to manage ourselves or to even think about what that means. So managing yourself, what does that mean exactly? What does that mean exactly? Well, how do you create meaningful work experience for yourself? Managing yourself means learning how to not only work with other people in assisting them in being productive and profitable, but it also means being focused on yourself and your practice, what you're doing, the day-to-day things that you do to be profitable yourself, not just in your work, but with your family. If you're involved in charitable organizations, if you're involved in physical activity, how do you manage all of that? How do you manage that and feel like you've had some level of success in all those areas? You know, for years I have been a proponent of the fact that your life, our lives are divided into quadrants. And there are several quadrants that your life is divided into. And years ago, I sat down and I started doing some introspection, taking a look at my life, the quality of my life. Was I achieving the things that I wanted to achieve? Could I be better in other areas? You know, that is a hard conversation. That's a hard conversation to have with yourself, because what ends up happening when you're really, really serious about it, you realize that, yeah, there are some things that you do well, but then there are some things that you can improve in, and then there are some things you just need to start. So managing yourself, being self-aware, we kind of talked about that on last week. Understanding what leadership style works for you, understanding your strengths and your weaknesses. We talked about that in detail. But one of the important things that we discussed, too, was do you have someone or are there people in your life that you can go to and ask them to be open and honest with you about what your strengths and your weaknesses are? Having an idea as to the characteristics, the attributes, and the things that you need, the type of person you need to be in order to not only manage others but manage yourself. And are you accountable to anyone? Who are you accountable to? Sometimes as CEOs, owners of your own business, you're not necessarily accountable sometimes to anyone. At least you don't think you are. But is there someone that can hold you accountable to the goals that you're trying to set for yourself? And, you know, for our companies, we want to have vision statements and mission statements and then goals as to how to achieve those things. We have marketing departments with goals as far as how to get customers to engage, how to attract customers, how to retain them, how to get them to convert. We have all of those things that we take a look at. But we mentioned, do you have a vision and mission statement for yourself? It's not easy to tell someone else to do something if you haven't done it for yourself. So in having vision statements and mission statements for your company, do you have a vision and mission statement for yourself? And I asked because years ago I thought about that question myself. I was listening to or reading something. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it encouraged having a vision and mission statement for yourself. And I said, you know, that's very interesting. And so I set out to try to write a vision statement and mission statement for myself, and I did. And guess what? It took some time. It really did, because I had to really think about what is it that I'm trying to achieve? What am I trying to achieve in this life? What am I trying to accomplish? What is my goal? So, one, being aware of your strengths and weaknesses, your strengths, your weaknesses, being accountable, having someone to hold you accountable, and knowing the things that you need to work on to improve yourself. But another thing that is important when it comes to managing yourself, and I guess this could be also looked at as self-leadership. Taking time out of the day to improve yourself. Do you meet with yourself? Meaning, do you set time during the day where you're not working, you're not checking emails, you're not thinking about the business, but you're actually spending time with yourself, taking a look at what went well, what's not going well in the various quadrants of your life, what do you need to improve, and actually doing something to improve it, to make it better, to become more productive for yourself. Sometimes you might have to close your door or get up in the morning before anyone else gets up, get into the office before anyone else arrives so that you can take time for yourself, meet with yourself. And I'm going to tell you, when you do, oh, wow, your day looks so much better. You can be so much more productive. And then at the end of the day, having a checklist of the things that you tried to do, the things that you were trying to improve for yourself and your company, and seeing how you progressed. It really makes a difference. You need uninterrupted time for yourself, time when nobody interrupts you. You have time for yourself to process and think about what's going well in your life. Another area that I think is really key is knowing when you have gotten to the point where your abilities just aren't working. And, you know, at the end of the show, if you listen to the end of the shows, you know, for those who've been with me on this journey for a long time, you know that I say, my dad taught me years ago, listen, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And sometimes you just don't know what to do. You don't know it all. There are just times your skills just are not enough. They're not adequate to manage certain aspects of your business or your life. And sometimes you need to have someone to give you suggestions or to consult with you. And knowing when that time is very important. Very important. So knowing when it's time to surround yourself by people who may know a little bit more about a certain topic than you do. Very important. And not only that, but being open and not taking things personal. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you, if you ask somebody to be open and honest about you, about some things that you might need to change or consult with you on areas that you're not very strong in, don't take it personal. If they say things to you that you may not necessarily agree with, don't take it personal because you asked for ideas and suggestions. So be open. Don't take things personal. I promise you, if you don't take it personal, you will learn so much about yourself and how to improve yourself. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But we're also going to talk about a couple of the things I think you might like. So stay tuned. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight to have you joining me here on the show. Today, we're talking about managing yourself. You know, we manage other people as CEOs, as owners of our own companies, as presidents, as managers. We manage other people, but do we know how to manage ourselves? And for the last 2 weeks, last week and this week, we're talking about self-leadership. It's really important that you know how to manage yourself. If you can't manage yourself, how can you manage someone else? So we talked about a few things. If you missed last week's show, just go back to the archive and take a listen to that. And we were talking about, right before the break, we were discussing knowing when it's time to bring somebody in. Because we don't know everything. You don't know everything. And sometimes it's good to have someone to come in to consult with you, to share with you things that they know, things that you may not know, to help you to progress in your endeavors. And being open to what they have to say. Let go of some of the old leadership styles. Sometimes you may have to let some of those go. And do some new things. Bring some new ideas, some new things into your world, into your life as a leader. And many times I really think CEOs, presidents, those who manage their own companies, managers, sometimes you just get it wrong. You think that your way is the best way, is what you say goes, and if you don't do it your way, then you just won't do it at all. Such a horrible, horrible mentality. Just not a good way to lead people. The truth of the matter is, you should really be more like the servant, the one who is actually listening to people and trying your best to get the company where it needs to be, but not just the company, but yourself. Being kind to people, speaking to people as if they truly matter, because they do. I have heard leaders, I've heard managers and presidents sometimes talk to people in a fashion that I just thought was so disrespectful. And some of those companies are not around anymore. And I could have told them, you know, you continue on this path, you won't have a company because nobody will want to work with you, or that karma is going to come back around, because what goes around comes back around. It may not come back today. It may not come back tomorrow, but eventually it comes. So treating people with respect and letting them know that their thoughts and opinions matter will take you a whole lot further than treating them otherwise. And the last two or three things that I want to share with you in regards to managing yourself. And this may be a difficult one because it's very easy to work so many hours out of the week and not take time for yourself. And I get it. I do. But having a hobby or interest outside of your business, giving yourself time to really relax. And I promise you, when you take time for yourself and you take time to relax and just let your mind go, oh my goodness, the creative ideas that sometimes flood your mind are awesome. Getting yourself used to taking time for yourself without any noise, without any interruption, and relaxing your brain and your body, your mind and your soul opens you up and can inspire creative ideas that can be great for not just you, but your company and for those who work with you. Taking a vacation or sabbatical, taking a sabbatical, I'm telling you from personal experience, is awesome. It really is. I mean, you may not be able to take months and months or a year or a couple of years, but you may want to just take some time for yourself to rejuvenate, to revive. It really is an awesome thing to do for yourself. And the last thing that I want to talk about when we come back from this short break is something that you may not think you need, but you may find it is better than you could have ever thought. When we come back, this is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the PeaceAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
You know, as business owners, managers, presidents, CEOs, we are always managing other people. We're managing processes and procedures. Well, have you ever thought about the fact that you might need to manage yourself? Self-leadership is very important. And believe it or not, if you can't manage yourself, it's going to be very difficult to manage other people. And the last thing that I want to share with you is the fact that you might want to consider getting a coach. Yes, or someone who is skilled at helping you to understand what works for you. And if you're sitting down and you're listening to this and you're saying, I wouldn't even know where to start as it relates to managing myself, well, there are people who actually specialize in helping you to find out where to start, to help you to discover your strengths and things that you might need to improve on, and to help you move yourself and your business to the next level. So having a coach is not a bad thing. Sometimes it's just the thing that you might need to move over into a higher realm with yourself and your business. So you might want to consider getting yourself a coach. Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. Again, surrounding yourself by people who are maybe smarter than you are in certain areas can help you to be a better person. You know, earlier I was asking about tips and making tips and giving tips to people and service workers. Do you know what to do when it comes time to tipping when you go out to eat or you go to places? You know, this is something that has been a challenge for a lot of people, not knowing when to tip, how much to tip, if they should tip at all. You know, if you get really good service, how much should you give a person? If you get really horrible service, should you give people anything at all? Well, the numbers that kind of float around out there are 15%, 20%, 25%. Those are some numbers that kind of float out there. And I'll be honest with you, when I go out to places to eat, if I get really good service, I leave a really good tip. If I don't get that great of a service, I still leave a tip. And even if I get rotten service, I'll leave a tip. It just may not be a really, really good tip. But you're not alone if these questions, you know, kind of make you kind of feel funny when you're out. And one of the rules of thumbs, just so that you know, most people who have done research and studies on this, and Spoon University is one of those, say that, you know, 20%, 15 to 20% is a good idea. But let's talk a little bit about why you tip, because you may not know or may not necessarily understand why you should tip at all. If a person is already getting wages and they're already being paid by the company, why would you even need to tip the person at all? Well, typically in the United States, the government sets a separate federal minimum wage for individuals who receive tips, and their minimum wage is lower than the standard minimum wage. So the thinking was that if they receive tips to compensate for that lower wage, it would hopefully bring their total wage closer to what non-tipped workers received. I know that may not make sense, but that's how it is. Now, tipping situations can be very different, especially in restaurants. And restaurants, some of them have kind of changed through the years. Like your traditional restaurants, like if you're in a sit-down restaurant, you have traditional restaurants, and then you also have restaurants that include the gratuity on your bill. So if you are at a sit-down restaurant, it's a traditional restaurant, they don't include the tip on your bill. So you have to decide what you're going to leave as a tip. So in a situation like this, if the service was okay and then you enjoyed it, you know, typically 15%, 20% is a good tip to use. But in today's society, it is felt that 15% should be the lowest amount that you should leave. You know, especially if you got really good service and your server was really, really nice. But again, if you got great service and you really felt good about it, you can leave, of course, more than 15, 20%. You can leave more. And in most situations, I leave much more than that. But we're all different. It depends on your service and the person who's serving you. Now, with where the gratuity is already included in the check, you don't need to feel obligated to leave a tip. You really don't have to leave an extra tip. You don't have to do it because they've already included it. But then again, if you felt really wonderful about the service you received, the food that you received, of course you can leave more. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, what about, a lot of people go to coffee shops these days. What about coffee shops? Should you leave a tip at a coffee shop? Well, some people feel like, well, if they're just pushing a lever, putting a coffee and giving me a cup, why should you leave a tip? And again, that's completely up to you, but if the individual has poured it, they made the foam, and they put a really artistic design on your latte, you might want to consider leaving a tip. And again, the 15 to 20% range is acceptable. And, you know, some shops today, some coffee shops also include breakfast. You may be able to sit down and have breakfast. So, yeah, you probably want to consider leaving a tip. And then you may also go to food trucks. You know, food trucks are typically run by people who are entrepreneurs. Some of them may be self-employed, and you may be wondering, well, should I leave a tip if I get food from a food truck? Well, they would probably appreciate it. Because, you know, it takes money to put gas and supplies in those trucks. So, therefore, tipping, you know, the food truck for their hard work and entrepreneurship can go really a long way for those who run food trucks. And then delivery services. What about delivery services, those who deliver your food to you? Should you leave a tip? Well, you know, if they're bringing you food and they've had to run through traffic and they're trying to get your food to you before it gets cold, why not leave them a tip? And again, the same standard, 15 to 20% is a good rule of thumb to follow And if you had a small order and 15 to 20% added up to less than a dollar, go ahead and give the individual a nice tip. Give them a nice tip. But, you know, also be careful. And I have to say this. I know. I'm going to say it. I was looking at something online, and it was showing someone who was delivering somebody's food, and they opened the food and started eating it. They did. They started eating the people's food, and when they got what they wanted, they went into the next part of the bag and ate some of that, then really raked it so it looked really nice, put it back in the bag, and delivered it. Oh, I thought that was awful, but that's the chance you take. So make sure you say your grace. But, yeah, be nice to people. You know, my dad told me years ago, he said, you know what? If you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing today. And be nice to people. If you go out and people give you good service, give them a nice tip. It'll come back around. Thank you so much for joining me. And I hope you have a wonderful day. This is Sharon.